Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ticket Texture says, even when Jim's right, he's annoying about it. I'm going to take that as a win.
They feel my pain.
And this one says, I love when a dumbass who's never played the game tells a 12-year vet what's what.
Yeah, I appreciate those moments as well. I think the another key component is, and some of this will somewhat back up what you've got to talk about, but Saquon Barkley is... right now, to the most productive running back in the NFL with the 2,000-yard season that he had. He's also made better because Jalen Hurts is their other running back. Derrick Henry is really damn good at being a running back in the NFL. He's also made better because Lamar Jackson is their 1-2 punch. Jared Goff is not a part of this equation.
You don't think so?
No. But David Montgomery is.
And that's why
he
you want...
is a guy that can make Jahmyr Gibbs better.
And that's why you said put them both on the field at the same time.
Because
then
love
you
to see
are
that more.
Stressing yeah. the defense the same way a Lamar and a Hurts help their running yeah. backs.
You just the difference is when your quarterback is part of that 1-2, you gain an extra blocker. When it's running back, you lose that blocker because Jared Goff's, you know, he carrying out a fake, which can be as good as a block, but it's just not as effective.
All right, these tickets. Some of you are in this position where you are sitting on gold. I mean, the next best thing, maybe. These tickets are worth a lot of money.
Ooh.
The most expensive non-Super Bowl game in NFL history is Saturday night, Ford Field, Lions and Commanders. The average price is $991. The average, meaning many of you, have tickets that are worth $1,000 a piece.
Or more.
Or more. Now, we've had some people say, hey, I'm considering selling these. To fund future season tickets, to fund an NFC title, Super Bowl trip, whatever the case may be.
Payback Christmas. credit card statements bills. Are all arriving in the mail as we speak.
And some have even said, I'm counting on this win, so I know there's going to be another one, so I'll sell the tickets to this one and make a really nice profit on it. Where are you at on that? 248-539-9797. Specifically, if you are someone in this spot.
Never going to tell anybody what to do with their money. And there are a lot of investments that we make without even really considering that they're investments. Sometimes when you have season tickets or you buy a ticket to the game or a pair of tickets, you're going to take your son, you're going to take your dad, your wife, your significant other to the game. And it's the investment in the experience you're going to have, but it's the investment in the shared experience that you're going to have. If you've made the investment in season tickets and you're looking at these prices going, you know what? I could pay back some of these bills from the holidays. I can pay some of next year's season tickets. And I also have the confidence that we're going to be playing an NFC Championship game. Maybe I'm selling these so that I can pay for my NFC Championship game tickets. That's all a part of the equation. And the higher the prices go, and maybe you put something out there, everybody's got a price. If somebody's willing to pay your price, then sell them.
And what would it take? Because I think it's not an easy decision to sell these tickets. I wouldn't want to sell these tickets at all. I mean, this is why you got season tickets in the first place, was to host playoff games, was to be there every step of the way in person to watch this team get to the Super Bowl. Well, and I know they can't do that on Saturday, but John, like, you go and it's the aura around the city before kickoff. And then you go in and it's the palpable buzz even before everybody gets into their seats. It's the juice of game day and then the game itself. And then the euphoria when you walk out with a victory. To give that up feels like you missed the whole point of getting the season tickets to begin with.
So let's play a little bit in the land of make-believe. Because I do believe everybody has a price. And I took a screenshot, sent it to you guys, and I've so kindly circled the numbers that were important.
Thank you for
that. You guys couldn't pick them out. Where somebody last week had posted their tickets for sale, a pair of tickets, each one individually cost $11,000. Now, it doesn't, that could be a sign that I'm not going to sell my tickets, but I'm going to put it out there because that's my number. If I was to make $22,000 by selling the pair,
Super Bowl.
All right. So my point is, if you had a pair of tickets and somebody said, oh, you know what? We want you to list them for whatever it is that you would be happy selling your tickets for. And you're telling me there's no number.
Well, there's always a number, Jeff.
That's my point.
But this doesn't feel like, enough.
I said we're going to play in the land of make-believe.
Okay. Ticket Texter says, I'm definitely hoping to sell. A lot of money for a game I don't want to go to if they lose. And if they win, I got a more important game to go to. Jason at home.
I don't like the concept of I don't want to go if they lose. To me, that's total BS. I'm going to call you out on that one. Because what do you believe in?
Yeah, and I feel like if you want to say, well, they're going to win anyway, I'll just go to the next game. Part of the fun is going and watching your team kick ass.
Right.
Like, don't you want to go and watch them run for 200 yards against the Commanders? Don't you want to see the trick play and J-Mo sprinting down the sideline and the crowd all erupts? Don't you want to...
The shared experience.
Yeah, I mean...
And there is no playoff experience like there is at Ford Field. Plus, it is the value of that ticket. I know Tom asked this question earlier. He's a little bit surprised that this game is worth as much as people are willing to pay for it, because it's not the first home playoff game at Ford Field. They've won that. They did that last year against the Rams. They've done it, you know, they did it twice last year, getting to the NFC Championship game. The reason this game is the most expensive non-Super Bowl ticket in NFL history is people want to be a part of that Super Bowl run. If this, right now, they are, in a lot of people's minds, still the favorite to win the Super Bowl. So, wouldn't you want to be at one of the playoff games? And maybe it's the next one, but if this is the one you have tickets to,
yeah,
why wouldn't you want to be there and say, I was there in 2025 when they went on their Super Bowl run?
Ticket Texter says, the tickets are for sale in my section, 219. The range is between $800 and $1,750. My season ticket purchase of the seat was $260. Mm-hmm. So we're talking tripling or... You
know, it's a season. That's your season.
Yeah.
You're paying for your season.
But this is the point. You know what I mean? Like, I would think you'd throw away 5-6 regular season games to go to a game of this significance, wouldn't you?
Well,
I guess that's the literal question.
Yeah.
This one says, I don't mind people selling tickets, but I've always been perplexed how season ticket holders sell playoff games to fund season tickets.
Well, you got to pay for it some way.
Dollars and cents.
Yeah.
It says, sorry, John, your co-host is too opinionated. Guys, I'll tone it down. Just more
I will
lay.
Say that, yeah. This. I'm hypothetically putting myself in a situation here because this, I do think I would follow through with this. My initial reaction to this, if I was a season ticket holder, you know, let's say 20 years, and I experienced last year, and let's say I was just fine. Like my Lions tickets were just budgeted, and it was just like paying a bill to where it wasn't, you know, stretching me thin. I didn't want to make some money back or anything. Let's say I'm financially comfortable.
Sure.
And I was a season ticket holder. I think this is a tremendous opportunity for you to potentially sell your tickets for face value and let somebody get in the building at the same at the right cost. I do. I think that is a nice, genuine thing to do because I already experienced this last year, you know, having seen the Rams and Buccaneers divisional game. Now, like I said, I'm hypothetically testing myself. I'm not completely sure if I was in that situation I would do it because it's still so new. But I do think this is a spot to potentially do that.
You think because the prices are inflated,
yeah,
more than you would even expect
the
for a divisional round
game.
People can't
go crowd. I'm making my money back that I paid for my ticket.
Yeah.
You know, you're not really...
So it's like the perfect storm. You feel like the prices are overinflated, the opponent's not threatening, and people out there are going to sell these seats.
Yeah. I just think I am perplexed, like what John mentioned earlier, that it is gotten this high for this game. And I agree with why you think so. It just surprised me a little bit it didn't get this extreme last year.
This isn't a surprise.
So last year was the first playoff game that they hosted at Ford Field. And didn't know if they were going to have a second because, well, I mean, going into the game, if they won, they knew because Dallas had lost to Green Bay. But it the anticipation, sure, if you're playing in the game, you got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know that anybody thought that they were going to make it to the NFC Championship game last year. It kind of feels like they outkicked their coverage. It was exciting, it was great, and it was fun, and they should have been in the Super Bowl.
But when you got that gift that the Packers won, and all of a sudden the Bucks, you found out. I'm just surprised that the market didn't drive up bigger last year more like this.
Well, you're talking minutes, because it happened right before. People were already at the stadium.
No, John. I'm talking about the week before. The Packers beat the Cowboys, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, the Lions got a second road game.
For the
they win
round,
the Rams game, and I'm like, I'm surprised the Buccaneers tickets didn't reach this kind of craziness.
We may be overthinking this. It's as easy as this. There are more Lions fans today than there were a year ago.
Yeah.
The diehards are all the same, but there are so many more people who are now casually in the orbit of Lions fandom.
Supply is the same. Demand is higher.
Phone calls, ticket text, 248-539-9797. Are you considering selling these tickets? Later in the hour, can't believe someone did it, January in the D, 9:35.
Wish they hadn't.
Did you say cringe earlier? It was at Tom's word. Either way, we'll get to it. Bottom of the hour, it's 97.1. We all start the new year off with resolutions. And for some people, that's a better diet, workout plans, getting to the gym. But don't forget about your teeth. Brightside Dental, there's no judgment. That means if you put off seeing a dentist last year, or maybe the last 2 years, or the last 3 years, they're not going to make a big fuss about it. Make a plan and get in there and see him. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. With 9 Metro Detroit locations, there's one right around the corner, including the newest in Trenton. New patients, $35 new patient special. And a big thing, if you have a dental emergency, Brightside offers same-day appointments. We had it in the news today. Metal in the taquitos, dental injuries. Brightside Dental will get you in for an emergency. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care. We talked about the dilemma in the backfield. What about the dilemma with your wallet?
Mm-hmm.
I still keep reading this. I can't believe this stat. I keep reading it. This Saturday's game is the most expensive non-Super Bowl game in NFL history, according to TickPick, where the average seat is $991. And I looked at other
very
apps.
Important to enunciate that website.
TickPick.
Yeah.
But I even looked at another app, and it's the same thing. You can get a nosebleeds for $950. You're not getting a deal out there. So what are you going to do with them if you have them? 248-539-9797.
How about the one that we had earlier, the text from a wife?
Oh, yeah. Guy goes, I listen every morning. My wife heard how much these are going for, and she's mad at him because he won't sell. She's like, come on. But he said he's going with his son, and that
I'm going with our son.
Our son. And guilt trip.
Mm-hmm.
Guilt trip. Come on, this is once in a life. This is memories, lifelong memories.
That guilt trip doesn't go just one way. We can use it too.
That's amen to that. 248.
Other laughs. Yes. Our opportunities are few and far between.
Take them when you get them. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not telling you someone has to get in a building and pay $1,000. But if you already have the seat, I'd have a hard time forking over these seats, knowing you've waited your entire life to be in these moments. And I stress moments because if they win, there's another one next week. And I couldn't imagine selling the NFC Championship game.
I can't wait to see what those tickets are going for.
I mean, someone will, because the number will get so high that they go, hey,
everybody's got a number.
I can pay my mortgage or a couple months car payment, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it's the chance to go to the Super Bowl. There will never be a bigger game at Ford Field than a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And it would never be as meaningful the second or third time you punch your ticket to the Super Bowl. So I would argue you got to get through this game first. Next week is like the Holy Grail. That's a really tough sell. Now, some people may be selling this to go to that game, and let's get to the phones and hear from you guys. Jim in Wolverine Lake, you're on 97.1.
Hi, yes, I'm calling on the Gibbs Montgomery thing, but I also have season tickets, and I'm selling one and going. I'm probably going to do that next week, too. So that's my plan there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You should enjoy it. What's your thought on the Gibbs Montgomery split?
You know, Cookie, I guess that you, it's worked all season. Did I miss something where we lost a bunch of games because they split time? No, they had a good system there, and it worked, and I'd go right back to it. Plus, wouldn't a fresher Gibbs be even more explosive?
Yeah, but that hasn't been the case. Like, Gibbs has actually been more productive when he's allowed to get in a rhythm and carry the ball more.
Right, in a short three-game span, but you want to keep it going. You know,
well, this is a three-game span ahead, right? I mean, I'm not saying he's got to weather the storm for 17 games, but, hey, get us to the finish line. 4 weeks, three football games.
I'd still go like a 60-40. Okay. You know, like I don't want to wear the guy down going through the playoffs because you got to get to three games. That'd be six in a row.
Yeah,
so
that's valid.
I'd like a little more time share for Montgomery.
All right, and that's the debate. Listen, they won 11 in a row, split in carries. Montgomery got hurt in that Bills game. I don't know that they're winning the game either way. I mean, the Bills just came in and I mean, they punted one time. But I think we've seen Gibbs is the better back in the entirety of the season, which is part of that conversation. But let's get back to the tickets. Chris in Midland. Chris, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
What's going on?
Yep. Hey, just real quick, I've been a Lions season ticket holder for about 20 years. Got pretty good seats, 50-yard line, about 16 rows behind the Lions bench. And right now, those tickets are going for about $4,000 a piece. And when I got my tickets 20 years ago, I vowed that I would never, ever sell them. If I couldn't use them, I'd give them to friends or family. And I got two concerns about selling them. One is, you don't know who's buying them. It could be a Washington Commander fan. And two, there is a code of conduct that each season ticket holder is responsible for. So if you sell those tickets and give them to some knucklehead that decides he wants to get all drunk and start fights or whatever, it's my understanding that I'm still responsible for the conduct of those guests in my seats. So
I didn't realize that.
And even years ago when they gave the paper tickets out, what I would do is if I gave them to friends or family, I'd put them in an envelope along with a copy of that code of conduct just to remind them that, you know, there's a certain level of conduct that they need to be responsible for. So I don't want to put myself in a position where I could jeopardize potentially losing those tickets like that knucklehead did, you know,
the when Packer
they got in a conflict with that Green Bay coach.
Yep. Yeah, so basically translated, don't screw this up for me.
Because right now I gave them the responsibility for my tickets to my two sons about 2 years ago, and I remind them every game, hey, if you're selling them, make sure you know who they're going to, or just give them to friends or family, because I don't want to lose those tickets after 20 years, and they're such great seats that just don't want to give them up for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
Hear you on that. Vern in Ann Arbor.
I bet he's fun.
That's what I was going to say. What's his name? No fun, Nan. Like, what is his name?
I don't even know how true that is. Like, I'd never heard that.
Oh, sure. It's all part of the licensing agreement.
You're going to take my tickets away because someone sitting in my seats behaves like a jackass.
I mean, you could lawyer your way out of it.
I wonder if he makes him sign the
code of conduct.
Yeah.
Initial here.
This is my disclaimer. Yes. You are. Please print your full legal name.
And then you get it in triplicate.
Date of birth.
Right.
Yes. Last four of your social security number.
I looked at the NFC Championship game next week.
Yeah.
40-yard line, row 10 or section 107.
Yeah.
2,900 something a piece. That's out of control. Have you dreamed?
Yeah.
Have you thought about next week potentially and what it might be like around here? We've never lived that.
Yeah, it'd be 60 minutes from the Super Bowl, a home game, a week buildup. I know people get mad when we even bring it up because they have to win the game this weekend first.
We do know it. It will be a 3:00 kickoff, the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
Don't get ahead of yourself, guys. We got a game to play this week.
I will say, with Lions tickets, the perspective is this, right? This is a memory for life for people, right? So the NFC title, I just got done telling you, I think it's the Holy Grail. Like, you're never going to get another chance for your first birth to the Super Bowl, and it's at your house, and it would... Nothing would top
or
that.
Or you could be at your house.
Right, but being in the building.
Uh-huh.
Right. I mean, how much do people spend on one night, one day for their wedding? And the Lions can't divorce you. Just when you put it in that perspective.
Apparently your wedding night wasn't that great.
Vern, you're next. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Selling
How are
tickets?
You?
What's up, buddy?
Well, here's my situation. Season ticket holder last year, this year. Me, my family, we've been to every single game, you know, last year, this year, never sold one. Because it's on a Saturday night, me, my wife, my daughter, we all work together in our family business, and we don't have anybody to cover our shift. So I'm stuck.
No.
I don't have a choice but to put these tickets for sale. And I'm calling everybody who could help, you know. So for the first time, we might miss a game in 2 years, and I don't want to.
Oh, no.
That's,
yeah.
I'm sorry, dude.
There's no way to close shop for, you know, the evening.
The problem is me, my wife, and my daughter, that's three workers, you know. So I need to find three people. Because we all work, you know, in our family-owned business in Ann Arbor. And this is going to suck. And I've got a 9-year-old boy. He's been to every single game. And, you know, we're just loving it.
Could you just close for the day?
That's what I was asking. Yeah. Put a little close sign. Not even the whole day, just the evening.
Unfortunately, our business gets busier during the Lions games. You know, we're right on Michigan campus, and the whole neighborhood is there. And that's our busy time.
Okay.
That's our busy time, man.
But you'll at least be able to have the game on.
No, we'll have the game on, and we've got a full kitchen and deli, and you know, I might sneak a drink or whatever. I'm still trying, man. I'm still trying to find somebody. Hopefully I will, but I don't want to sell these tickets. I don't want to sell any tickets for any amount of money. We love it so much. We're the ones going crazy, screaming and yelling and hyping up the crowd in our section 328. And we don't want to miss a second of it. No amount of money. It's not worth it.
What about next week?
We're going next week because it's got to be on a Sunday for sure.
Okay. Right, yeah.
So, and Sunday's my one day off, you know, so we'll go to that one for sure. Maybe you guys could come and close a store for me to be a celebrity cashier night.
Oh, that's fun.
You've been to my spot, probably. It's in Ann Arbor. I've been there for 30 years. I think you've been to my spot before.
Vern, it's entirely possible.
Go ahead and say what's your spot?
Stadium Market in Ann Arbor.
Oh, yeah.
Stadium Deli. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could have a cook-off one day in the kitchen, brother.
I'm not sure I'm up to that. You're a pro. I'm a pro within the confines of my house. I appreciate the consistency that you have had for 30 years, whether it was a student or now. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Vern. Appreciate
thank
the call.
You guys.
Yeah, thanks. Go Lions. All right, let's get to another phone call. 248-539-9797. We have Rick next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's a little bit Michigan cold down here in South Carolina today, but not as bad as up there.
You're right. Thank you for rubbing it in.
So we haven't seen the sun yet this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, up in Michigan, you don't see it until like April. So,
yep.
So yeah, I just called. I bought tickets before we even knew what day it was. The first day they came out, it was with the fees and everything, for me and my wife and my two sons, it was $6,700.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. But I'm 64, and I've never been to Ford Field. I've lived down here for 20 years. So this will be your
first time going?
To Ford Field, yeah. I've been to the Silverdome a lot and stuff. Yeah, first time Ford Field. So
what an environment to christen your Ford Field debut. That's awesome.
Yeah. I've been a fan since I've been 10 years old, so pretty excited. And my two older boys are big Lions fans, so it's going to be fun.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right,
so, take care, guys.
Yeah, good
Safe
stuff.
Safe travels.
Safe travels. We do have to play that January in the
do
D
we?
Song. I know, John.
Do we?
We've got Lions phone calls. We'll get Heather's news in the mix here, too. But coming up next, yes, we will pay that off for you that want the January in the D song. Is this a good song? John shaking his head. Jam it or slam it next, 97.1. All right, we'll get back to the phones. We got Heather's news. Yesterday on the show, we pointed out all our Detroit teams are off to a hot start in 2025. And a ticket texter brought up the idea of January in the D. He is already making a face. John has already discussed it. We haven't even played it yet.
Oh, I've heard it.
So we did this yesterday, I don't know, 9 o'clock hour. By lunchtime, I get tagged in something on X from the account Drunk Miggy. It's like a parody account.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to this, it sounds like it's AI generated, but this is the current working January in the D song. And there you have it, John. January in the D.
That's the start of our sitcom.
Too cheesy?
It sounds like it's the entry to Friends. No, thank you. I mean, and so when they were describing the, first of all, they used the word doinks.
I thought he said dunks.
I thought he said dunks, too.
No, I heard doinks. And there's another one. I'm sure I misheard this. At least I hope I misheard it. We was talking about the Red Wings, and it sounds like he says, or it says, fire and ice capades. Like, that's what I heard.
I think they were rhyming something with escapades. Escapades is in there. That's not a normally used word.
It sounds like it's ice capades. And it's just, no, I don't. There's nothing about that I like.
So we had.
Oh.
Oh, God, that's so much worse, I think. That's bad. They're both bad.
Yeah. And on the screen, starring Heather Park, ooh, Jim Costa.
With Tom Milliken as Gov.
Right, exactly.
Greg, you like this Jam It or Slam It. We want to know from people.
Yeah, Full House version of January in the D. Mm-hmm.
Greg Hargrave's been jamming out to this song.
Hold on. Wait, let me just... There are two elements to the song. The track, the music being played, is a banger. That's awesome. That's great. The lyrics are cheesy as hell.
Yeah.
Ice beneath their blades.
Yeah.
The lyrics make to this song make the lyrics to One Shining Moment seem deep.
it's a very hollow song, but it is kind of a toe tapper. You got to admit, John.
No,
you have to admit.
It's not tapping my toes.
What I would say is we've got to take the hole. The hole is slam it.
Wait. We got to take the hole.
What are we doing with the hole?
The whole part of the song.
The whole part of the song. Take the hole. Yeah. Like combining lyrics and the musical track as a whole is a slam because the lyrics are that bad.
Okay. Yeah. It's we can't jam it. Is that the Tom? You hate this. You hate this more than John.
Yeah. It just killed me yesterday when you sent this to us. I'm like, this can't be real. Like Greg said, ice. What is it?
Yeah,
ice beneath their blades.
Yeah,
think about that. The Red Wing logo that above it. Like
that's the team's slogan, not grit.
Yeah, and then that rhyme. I'm trying to figure out, okay, what are they going to rhyme that with? And then I heard fire and ice capades.
There's also very little lions in there.
Yeah,
I feel like they should be more prominent.
That. Yeah, they're irrelevant. Do you think that should ever get played on our station again?
No.
In totality, no.
Not in totality.
No.
Now, you're out of your mind if you don't think I'm going to use this drop for the rest of the month. But the full song, you probably don't need the full
song.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
That one little part of the song?
Sure.
That's okay.
Yes. That's the start of the TV show.
It is.
I hope everybody's feeling
sick to my stomach right now.
I actually questioned yesterday whether it was real before I knew it was AI.
It has to be, right?
Yes, it is AI.
It has to be. First of all, to have it turn around that quickly. And one of the first lines, it's like lions on a tear. Should be lions on a tear, but the computers aren't that smart yet. They haven't replaced us yet. So
clearly they're not that smart yet.
No.
Yeah.
But this is a challenge. Maybe a local band will do it better.
By the time
January's already over at that point.
Yeah. No.
All right, let's get to Heather's news.
Oh, let's do it. It could be the intro to the news every segment. You guys, hanging out at Starbucks could actually soon start costing you. So later this month, Starbucks is going to start closing its doors to non-paying customers. So they're going to require you to make a purchase in order to hang out there or even use their bathrooms. So several years ago, I think it was back in 2018, Starbucks launched an open door policy. So you could just go in there with your computer. Yeah. You could work remotely. You could hang out there in the restaurant area. You could go and use the restroom and you didn't need to make a purchase. Well, now they've just released a new code of conduct. And I wonder if they give it to every person in an envelope as they enter. Here you go. Before you can order your latte, you got to take this envelope with a code of conduct. Anyway, so they're just saying you got to make a purchase and they're going to crack down on bad behavior as well. Like no vaping, no harassment, no discrimination. And if you don't pay, you're going to get the boot. Goodbye.
I mean, if they're that popular, I mean, I get it, but it's that coffee shops are where you go to hang out. You know, if you're on a college campus or if you're in a big city,
bring
like
your laptop.
And most of the time I go and I, you know, do have a drink.
Well, most people do. I wonder if there will be rules about how long you can then linger. So what if I go in and get my drink and my cake pop and I sit down with my computer and I sit there then for hours and hours and hours? I did make a purchase. I was a paying customer.
Do I need to leave?
Yeah, exactly.
Another cake pop for another hour.
So you got to make another purchase. Who knows? Tim Tebow and his wife are kicking off the new year as parents-to-be. Mm. They're going to be welcoming their first baby. They made the announcement on Tuesday, expecting their first child together. This is 5 years after they tied the knot. So congrats to them.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, very exciting news.
Isn't she like some type of beauty queen?
Yes, she was Miss Universe 2017.
Oh, 2017? So 7 years later?
Still could probably compete. I'm sure there's age limits, but she's 29.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. A cop in Virginia was fired after he hired a hooker named Dream, who then stole his car, his wallet, his keys, and his police credentials.
Oh, boy.
Not so much of a dream anymore. The two met on an app. He sent her $100 to come over, and she did. And the agreement, apparently, sometime within this meeting was to jump in the shower. Well, he jumped in the shower first and she never joined. That's
jumped
when she
out the door.
Yeah, with his car and all of his belongings.
Oh,
anyway.
More like nightmare.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how do you explain that one to the police chief?
He had to call the cops on himself, explain that. He lost his job and they eventually did arrest her for multiple charges.
Boy.
Yeah. An influencer is warning others about the risks of bringing your phone into the bathroom when you shower.
Do people do this?
Heck yeah. You leave your phone like in the bedroom?
No, I guess like I set it on, like just setting it on the counter is bad?
Yes. Okay. When I read this, I thought, who's bringing their phone into the shower?
No, that's what I thought. The actual shower.
Just bringing your phone into the bathroom when you shower.
Okay.
Because she says she opened her phone case and there was mold inside the case. And she says the moisture that can collect in your bathroom can then cause your phone to collect mold in the case. It could be because of the case she has. It's like a silicone case.
Right.
So the material of the case. So she is just warning others to beware of the risks. I take my phone out of the case.
It would take a long time for that to happen.
I do too.
What,
I mean,
what do they propose the alternative? You leave the phone out of the bathroom? You keep it in like a pocket or a drawer or something?
Just don't take it in the bathroom with you.
Yeah, leave it out.
Yeah, or wherever, the room outside. The bathroom, for sure. Let's see. Oh, your walking speed could tell a lot about your health.
Oh.
I mean, walking is very important. It's an easy activity, right? It's not strenuous. It's easy.
Low impact,
Everyone can do
good
it.
Good for weight loss.
It is. They say it's pretty simple. Having the ability to walk at a faster pace is an indicator that you're in good physical health.
Yes, you can actually walk.
Yes. According to one doctor, those who walk quickly show strong muscle strength, coordination, neuromuscular function, as well as efficient heart and lung function. Plus, they say those that can walk quicker have a better cognitive abilities.
Oh, putting one foot in front of the other quicker.
Yes.
Makes you a better thinker.
It does.
I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Those who can't walk very quickly are most likely struggling from some sort of cognitive
impairment.
And you
complicate that by chewing gum.
Oh, and
now
rubbing
all of a sudden,
your stomach and touching your head at the same time.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes.
That's tough.
Throw a skip in there every once in a while.
You're super healthy if you can do that.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next. We have some feedback on Jam It or Slam It. We have some phone calls from Lions fans about these ticket prices. We'll get Carson Anderson in here. It's 97.1.
Hey, your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, and you can get there faster than you think with Ideal You. Go to idealyou.us right now, and you could lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 40 days. Whether your resolution is to lose 10 or 100 or anywhere in between, Ideal You works, and it works fast. I lost 10 in the first 10 days. I lost 50 in the 40 days of the program. And I got to eat real whole foods, which means when I accomplished my goal, I was able to keep that weight off because it's a lifestyle change. And Ideal You weight loss coaches are going to work with you every step of the way. They're going to help you lose weight. And as I mentioned, they're going to help you keep it off. If you want to weigh less, go to idealu.us. IdealU is a Michigan-based weight loss company that's helped thousands of people just like me and you lose weight. In fact, over 90% of IdealU customers, think about it, 9 out of 10, that's a great success rate, lose at least 20 pounds in just 40 days. If you want to weigh less, go to idealu.us. If you sign up right now, you're going to get a $200 Visa gift card. Start your new year off right, lose weight, and get a $200 Visa gift card. Want to weigh less? Go to idealu.us.
Hey, we're going to get some ticket texts on the Jam It or Slam It. Some phone calls from you guys on the tickets. What you're doing if you're holding tickets to the most expensive non-Super Bowl game in NFL history on Saturday night. John, just to circle back on something, we brought up David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs and the backfield split. There are some quotes from David Montgomery this week, and I think within the last 24 hours here.
Okay.
We got the story up on 971theticket.com. Gibbs has been the lead horse the last three games, 487 yards and six touchdowns. Montgomery's quoted as saying, "I didn't expect anything less from him. Jaw's going to roll, and whatever he needs from me, I'm going to make sure he has, but this is kind of his show."
It's a great teammate.
Yep.
It's a great teammate. It's what you're supposed to say.
Yep. Let's get to Trevor and Macomb. You got thoughts on it. You're on 97.1.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, guys? I appreciate you bringing up that quote. That's a big thing I was going to talk about was I was listening to that, and when I heard him say that, I was surprised because, you know, in that same interview there, he said his knee actually feels better than before. So, you know, I just want to know your guys' opinion on, you know, that's what you think of that. Does that sound like he's going to be, you know, just coming out whenever Ja doesn't, you know, he's not ready to be playing? Like, do you think Montgomery's going to be like this kind of 5-6 carry back? Like, what do you think that means for him?
I honestly, I still think we're going to see a lot of David Montgomery. How much does it take away from what we've seen, or how many touches does it take away from Jahmyr Gibbs? I don't know. But that's exactly what I would think Jahmyr Gibbs, if he's going to be asked about David Montgomery coming back, he's going to say something very similar. Like, that's what you do as a teammate, and behind closed doors in a room all by himself, is he sitting there telling himself, yeah, you're still a good back. The self-talk, all that stuff. Sure. But it publicly and to your teammates, yeah, I mean, he's shown that he can be the lead dog, and he has knocked it out of the park. Keep going, my buddy.
Yeah, I think people get defensive because no one wants to think of Montgomery as a second fiddle. He's a 1,000-yard all-purpose back, and if they're going to win the Super Bowl, he's going to be a big part of that, right? He is a tone setter. He is a tough runner. You talk about grit and running. I mean, he is the embodiment of it, and they're going to need him in some role to win the Super Bowl. My whole thing was the split thing. Gibbs is going to another level, and you kind of need to acknowledge that with the game plan and with the touches and who's getting the ball. When the explosive runs are 13 to him and 1 to Montgomery, like, I got to ride Gibbs, and he's shown he can handle it. That's all I'm saying. It's a compliment to Gibbs. I think some people take it as a slight to Montgomery.
No, because when you start to praise one guy, then it feels like you're dogging on the other. It has nothing to do with David Montgomery. I still think... I mean, we'll see how it plays out on Saturday night, how it plays out in the NFC Championship game, and ultimately the Super Bowl. I still like him as the tone setter. And I think both of these guys, if you ask them who's the starter, they're going to probably say, well, it's 1A and 1B, or it's both of us, or no, they're going to say the other. I don't think that even matters. That's a conversation in futility. It doesn't even matter. But if Montgomery gets the first carry because it's a statement to the team, it would be the same thing if Gibbs got the first carry. It's a statement to the team.
Some feedback on the Jam It or Slam It. Please turn it off. It's terrible.
Thank you.
This is horrible. Mm. It's nice to see Nickelback is writing songs again.
Kind of did feel like that.
Another person, Nickelback. Sounds like they're trying to freestyle something about Detroit. Whose line is it anyway? Give me April all day long. Says that was awful. Detroit is 0-1 since the song was discussed. Throw it out.
Oh.
Wings lost last.
You did bring it up.
All right. We got some stories from Lions season ticket holders and people with the tickets for this game. Tony in New Boston, you're on 97.1.
Yeah. Hey, not selling. Not doing it.
Not going to do it.
No, not going to do it. I take my son to most of them, and then I'm going with my brother-in-law that's never been to a Lions game, period, this Saturday.
That's awesome.
Cool.
So he's going to really like that.
And no kidding.
Gonna be a good time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, best brother-in-law ever you are. You will be.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I'm not feeling the song neither. We can't go from cold in the D to January in the D. So cold in the D was a classic.
You're right about that. You're right. Yeah. And you're right. It's not the right sound.
No.
John, I know where you stand on it. Let's get to Jonathan. You're on 97.1.
Hey, John, Heather, great to talk to you. And Jim, Gus, good to talk to you, too.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
it. It's upsetting that I was on hold, had to listen to that song. I couldn't turn my phone off to not listen to it.
Sorry.
I know the mute button only goes one way.
It only goes one way. So kind of different perspective on selling tickets. So 30-odd years ago, I was 10 years old at the Cowboys-Lions game. Now, I know you couldn't give away tickets to that playoff game, but imagine if those prices were they were today. My dad decided to sell instead of taking me. And I tell you, for years we would talk about that game. You know, that game when Barry was almost tackled but wasn't. The Mike Utley thumbs up chance. I mean, I was there for that, and I will never forget it. And, you know, this year with my two sons, I would love to take them to this game. But, for example, when Kerry Carpenter hit that home run, it was awesome. It was amazing, but I wasn't there. Like, one of you guys was there, and it was electric. You'll probably never forget it. So for those that are thinking about selling, you got kids, think about that. Thank you.
You'll remember it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember, like, I think about when Tom simultaneously took the kids to the baseball game, wife and kids to the Cleveland-Detroit playoff baseball
game.
It's
a memory
for Cleveland,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a memory for me.
Oh, wow. The impact I've had on you.
Big impact.
I'm sure to many others out there.
He's young.
An inspiration.
Yeah, not a lot of experience.
I'll tell you this. We won't spontaneously be going Saturday night. I told you there's some strategy involved in that Tiger opportunity. Affordability.
Yeah, it was a day game on affordable. A Monday. Yeah, you did everything
I did the
right.
Day, tickets, food, everything. Like 700 something.
Hey, John, I do want to end on a better note. You didn't like the song that we played earlier, the January in the Deep, but there was a song we played today that did jam it to.
And sing along.
Can we play that one more time for people? Jeff Daniels, Detroiter, Detroit sports fan. They had the bathtub of whiskey, him and Peyton Manning. And a song that he sung last night with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show about where we've been and, more importantly, where we're going.